Yo, it is currently 12:07, December 2nd, 2018. Another impromptu episode of Nerd Baby Daddy Podcast. I had a thought come to my head having a conversation with a friend. And it nothing to do with that conversation, but I guess it branched off. I won't go into details, but when you like someone, when you're attracted to someone, I guess let me preface it before I go that way. Let's just start it off by the topic. And the topic is, I do not believe there is a need to impress someone. When I say impress, I mean try to impress someone. Because when you're trying to impress someone, you're going beyond your equilibrium, right? So the equilibrium, and what I mean by that is, what are your daily tasks? What do you do normally? What do you enjoy that isn't going out of your norms? What's not going above and beyond what your everyday life is? Because everything operates smoothly at an equilibrium. If you have a car, if it gets too hot, the coolant is in there, the antifreeze is in there, is to keep it in check so it doesn't get too hot. Because without the energy that car is producing, it's not going to be able to operate and do what you want it to do. And at the same time, without that energy, you wouldn't have the heat, but too much heat will cause the car to fail or malfunction, which is why you have that coolant there to keep it at an equilibrium. So as a person, when you're trying, and I use that verb, highlight, bold, italicize, when you're trying to impress someone, it's not something that is probably going to be beneficial to you, right? So if you're trying to impress someone, and you're trying, take, let's say it's in a romantic sense, and you're trying to impress someone, and you're taking them on dates, you're spending money, you're you know, giving them the hello text, you're giving them all this attention, and that's not what you just normally do to, I don't know, just people that you're platonic with, then eventually that person is going to get to the point where they see where you don't do that anymore. And then when you don't do that anymore, it's just like they got attracted to the person you were trying to be as opposed to the person that you are. So the people that don't have to try and it just happens naturally, like, they seem to get a lot more of the benefits than the tryhards. Now, when I say try, I don't mean like not try at all. Like, you actually, you know, step out the door, you know, say hello, and, you know, not be antisocial and not speak if you're trying to attract the opposite sex or the same sex. But trying so hard to the point you're beyond your equilibrium of what you would normally do. Part of what I'm saying this is because it was a situation that I was recently in where I liked this individual and I was doing all these things that I thought would impress them, but none of the things that I was doing was impressing them beyond what they already wanted, and I wasn't what they wanted, right? As opposed to whoever they actually wanted, they didn't have to try. They just kind of showed up in that person's life, and she is now, you know, actively pursuing that, right? And, you know, it might go the same way. Her being the one to actively pursue this person, while that person doesn't have to try it, after a while, just like, well, I'm not really interested in that way. I like what you're doing, but I'm not interested in that way. So, you know what? Like, while it lasts, I don't want to go any further. But I guess the main point of this ramble rant is that equilibrium is best. Not to try so hard that you're outside of your norm, when you get fatigue and that person notices it, it is trying to be natural. Like somebody and be natural. But hey, this didn't make a lot of sense. I probably didn't make a lot of sense. I'm going to go do some push-ups and I'm going to do some sit-ups. And I am out of here. Guys and gals, thank you and good night. Oh, add me on Instagram. I don't say anything about this besides like put it in my little stories that I do the NBD Nerd Baby Daddy podcast, or say NBDP, whatever. Anyway, you guys have a good night and we're outie.